USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate Rules Committee will discuss the Electoral Count Act reform bill this afternoon in Washington, D.C. The bill would raise the threshold to at least one-fifth of the electors of both the House and the Senate. The change would reduce the likelihood of frivolous objections by ensuring that objections were broadly supported. Danish authorities on Monday asked ships to stay away from the island of Bornholm after a gas leak overnight from the defunct Russian-owned Nord Stream 2 pipeline drained into the Baltic Sea. The German government said it was in contact with Danish authorities and are working with local law enforcement to find out what happened. Denmark's energy ministry declined to comment. Hurricane Ian strengthened into a Category 3 storm with sustained winds of 115 miles an hour, making landfall over western Cuba Tuesday morning. Ian's outer rain bands are already reaching Florida's west coast, where it could hit as a Category 4 hurricane as early as Wednesday. Governor Ron DeSantis.
So expect heavy rains, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, and even isolated tornadoes. Things that you should be prepared with are things like food, water, batteries, medicine, fuel. Anticipate, particularly the closer you are to where the eye of the storm makes landfall, anticipate power outages.
Germany is calling out sabotage as the Nord Stream pipeline used to transport Russian gas to Europe has spilled into the Baltic Sea. A German security official says the evidence points to a violent act rather than a technical issue. Denmark is tightening security around the energy delivery system. President Putin on Monday granted Russian citizenship to former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden 9 years after he exposed the scale of spying by U.S. government officials. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
The National Football League said Monday it decided to replace its annual Pro Bowl exhibition match between All-Stars with a week-long skills competition and a flag football game starting next year in Las Vegas, Nevada. NASA successfully crashed a spacecraft into an asteroid Monday, marking a win for the agency's plan when a devastating asteroid should ever threaten humanity. The 1,260-pound double asteroid redirection test spacecraft hit the rock at 14,000 miles an hour, about 7 million miles away from Earth. More data will continue to come through this week. As the midterm elections take place in the first week of November, Republicans believe this will be a referendum on President Biden's job as the commander-in-chief. The Senate race in Nevada between Democrat incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto and Adam Laxalt, the former Nevada Attorney General, is going to be a close one. Mr. Laxalt on Newsmax.
For a year now, we've been putting lead on target on our message. And here in Nevada, we are the top of all the bad lists. I mean, inflation is almost 16%. Gas is still over $5. Crime is up. We just had this huge fentanyl bust here in this state. Human trafficking is soaring.
The Dallas Cowboys beat rival New York Giants in last night's Monday Night Football game 23-16. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.